How did you find out about your cancer?
I was a freshman at U of I and was shaving, getting ready for my now wife to come down and visit me, and I found a lump on my neck. And I was pretty nonchalant about it, and we didn't, of course, have the internet to easily look things up. So that's how I found out about it.
Okay. What was the most difficult thing you had to go through while you had it? Radiation? Or?
First of all, talking to my girlfriend about it. And I remember her being more upset about it than I was, I think. Right?
That's because I watched Marcus Welby, MD.
That's an old TV show. Look it up. But, yes, that's the first thing. My parents, my mom especially, was from the generation that didn't like to talk about cancer, you know, the C word. I don't think they ever actually used the C word with me.
It's your illness.
Yeah, she always called it my illness. And that's sort of their generation. The hardest thing about it for me was some of the testing, which in one test I lay for 8 hours on an x-ray table while they injected dye between my toes and cut down the veins on the top of my foot and injected dye that had to be absorbed into my abdomen. It was called a lymphangiogram. They don't do that anymore. They use a CAT scanner or an MRI now. Walking down the hall with the IV pole with my feet having been cut open and bent over because my stomach hurt and her making me laugh. So that it would hurt more.
So it would hurt more.
I know. Lost my hair on the back of my head, lost the hair on my armpits. Didn't have any on my chest, so that didn't mean to, yeah. But you just deal with it. Whatever comes, you do what you have to do.
Jesus. Okay. Same question. How did you find out about your cancer?
I had noticed some changes in my left breast. And had a mammogram done and was told to come back for an ultrasound. And then a nurse took me back to a private room and told me I had breast cancer.
I'm sure Dad might have been... Dad was the first person you told?
Absolutely.
What was that moment like, telling your husband?
I just took one look at him and I said, well, it's my turn. And then I cried.
I remember where I was when that happened. I was on a bus on campus. How did having cancer change you as a person, and when do you feel like those changes started to happen?
You know, some women don't lose their hair, and I thought my hair wouldn't fall out, and I can remember the first time I brushed my hair, and it took a long time to get the brush through, because when I pulled the brush out, there was long chunks of hair were in there. At that point, I said, I'm going to go get my wig now. And the woman said, I really can't get a good fit for you unless we cut your ponytail. And at that point, I just surrendered all dignity, let her cut my ponytail, and then when I got home, my husband just shaved my hair down for me. And it didn't change me, who I was on the inside, the fact that I had no hair.
Okay.
You know what we forgot to say?
What did you forget?
After my mastectomy, when I went in for the PET scan to see if the cancer had metastasized, it hadn't, however, an unrelated cancer in my thyroid appeared, so I had to have thyroid surgery as soon as I finished treatment for the breast cancer.
That's right. I always forget that part because the breast cancer was the big notification moment.
I technically still have cancer. I will not be in remission for a year.
Does yours have the potential to come back?
It did for many years. You know, after about 20 years, I think they said, yeah, you're cured.
How are you living your life differently now with the thought that it could come back?
I'm just not going to worry about it. I know it's a possibility. It's not like I'm sticking my head in the sand and saying, never going to happen, na, 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 na. I just don't let it rule my life.